I have to say, I'm genuinely excited about where private credit is heading. We're finally seeing tokenization move from those late-night theoretical debates to actual, practical implementation. Deploy is really leading the charge here by launching direct issuance infrastructure right on the Polygon blockchain.
It's a significant step, and honestly, it tackles some of the most stubborn structural bottlenecks we've seen in private credit for years. You know the drill. Fragmented processes, painfully slow settlement times, and severely limited liquidity. This directly addresses all of that.
Exactly. And by tapping into Polygon's ecosystem, they're getting that high throughput and incredibly low transaction costs, plus full Ethereum compatibility. It means financial institutions can actually create, manage, and distribute digital credit instruments entirely on-chain. It feels like a breath of fresh air for the industry.
The operational shift is substantial. This direct issuance model basically cuts out the traditional middlemen. It streamlines documentation, custody, and settlement, while giving everyone real-time transparency into who owns what and the full transaction history. It's cleaner, faster, and more accountable.
But let's be real for a second. Blockchain efficiency alone just isn't enough to get major institutions on board. They need that bridge to the systems they already trust and use daily.
Precisely. That's why Deploy secured International Securities Identification Number, or ISIN, allocations from the NASDAQ Central Securities Depository. Every tokenized instrument gets a globally recognized identifier. It's a smart move that bridges decentralized tech with traditional regulatory and custody frameworks.
And that's the magic, isn't it? Banks, asset managers, and compliance teams can finally track, report, and manage these digital assets using the infrastructure they already know. It makes the whole thing feel so much more approachable and safe.
Absolutely. The combination of on-chain operational speed with traditional compliance standards is really the critical catalyst we've been waiting for to drive mainstream institutional participation.
Which is exactly why Deploy is taking a compliance-first, phased approach. They're targeting the finalization of their global issuance framework by the third quarter of 2026. I love that they're prioritizing getting it right over rushing it out the door.
That timeline is deliberate. It prioritizes rigorous testing, deep regulatory alignment, and seamless integration with key financial partners. The goal is to ensure the system can handle institutional-grade volumes without ever compromising security or interoperability.
So, if we're pulling out the big-picture takeaways here, it really comes down to this. Tokenizing private credit on blockchain actually solves those traditional market inefficiencies. We're talking faster capital deployment, drastically reduced administrative overhead, and real-time asset tracking.
And from a structural standpoint, institutional adoption truly hinges on bridging that decentralized technology with established financial compliance. Those globally recognized ISINs and partnerships with traditional depositories like NASDAQ CSD are non-negotiable for scaling.
Right. A measured, compliance-driven roadmap is essential. We have to prioritize regulatory alignment and institutional interoperability over a rushed deployment. If we do this right, the impact will be huge.
It certainly will. The successful convergence of blockchain efficiency and traditional financial infrastructure marks a definitive milestone for tokenizing real-world assets. Private credit is positioned to be a primary beneficiary of this shift, and it's going to reshape how capital moves in the markets.